Today is Thursday, February 15th. What to know so far about a mass shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration, including a moment of heroism. Also, what to make of a rare warning from a member of Congress about a national security threat. Plus, the CDC says a small number of pregnant women and children received the wrong vaccines recently, why self-driving cars are being recalled, and which popular pop stars are deciding to start singing other kinds of music. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, a community that came together to celebrate a Super Bowl victory is now mourning a tragedy. There was a mass shooting at the end of the Chiefs championship parade in downtown Kansas City. A local DJ was killed, and nearly 30 other people were hurt, 21 with gunshot wounds, including children as young as 6. The Chiefs had just left the stage of the victory rally when the shooting happened, and all the players, coaches, staffers, and their families were safe. There were also hundreds of law enforcement officers in the area of the parade, and the Kansas City Police Department says they ran into the line of fire to take down the shooters while also helping people who got shot. They also apparently had some help from several brave Chiefs fans. Video posted online appears to show one of the suspected gunmen sprinting behind barriers toward a sea of fans. But instead of running away with the rest of the crowd, a few people leaped toward him and dragged him to the ground. Officers arrived just seconds later. Police say they have detained 3 people as part of this investigation. So far, though, they haven't announced any arrests or explained a motive. In response, the Kansas City Chiefs organization put out a statement to say it was saddened by the shooting, calling it a senseless act of violence. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes said he was praying for his city, and tight end Travis Kelce wrote on X that he was heartbroken over the shooting. Well, this week, a senior Republican lawmaker warned about a serious national security threat to the U.S. In an unusual statement, Congressman Mike Turner, who leads the House Intelligence Committee, said classified intelligence was made available to all members of Congress. And he asked President Biden to declassify the information so there can be an open discussion about how to respond. The New York Times cites officials who gave more detail, saying it has to do with a new space-based nuclear weapon Russia has designed to threaten America's extensive satellite network. If deployed, that kind of a weapon could apparently destroy civilian communications, surveillance from space, and military command and control operations by the U.S. and its allies. And one former official told the Times that right now, the U.S. does not have the ability to counter such a weapon and defend its satellites. All that said, some experts have told news outlets that even if there have been advances in the technology, Russia is not close to actually deploying it anytime soon. So it should not cause any immediate panic. Meanwhile, Congressman Turner's statement reportedly infuriated White House officials and some senators who worried about losing important sources of information on Russia. There's also some speculation Turner is making more of the intelligence to put pressure on some of his fellow Republicans to pass aid for Ukraine that could help counter threats from Russia. Remember, a foreign aid package passed the Senate, but it hasn't been put up to a vote in the House yet. And as always, it needs both chambers to sign off before assistance would actually be sent. Turner is meeting with the Biden administration today. Israel launched its heaviest attack on Lebanon since the start of the Gaza War. It's the latest escalation in back-and-forth violence that's been going on for months between Israel and Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon, who say they're supporting Hamas. Just yesterday, an attack launched from Lebanon into Israel struck an Israel military base. And in response, Israel says it carried out a widespread attack hitting Hezbollah infrastructure. At least 7 civilians were killed, too. Afterward, an Israeli military leader said strikes will keep intensifying, and a member of the Israeli government said Israel could target the Lebanese military in addition to Hezbollah. But a Hezbollah leader said, quote, "You escalate, we escalate." All the while, the U.S. and other Western allies say they're working to defuse the cross-border tensions. To be continued. Well, Palestinians living in the U.S. will be able to stay here a while longer. President Biden signed an order this week allowing Palestinians who would otherwise have to leave the U.S. to stay without the threat of deportation for the next 18 months. Of course, this comes in response to worsening conditions in the Gaza Strip as the war continues there. Palestinians who have been convicted of felonies or otherwise deemed to pose a public threat do not qualify. Those who voluntarily decide to return home would also lose any protection. Others are already included under the same policy for other reasons, like those from Liberia and Hong Kong. Both the East and West Coast could be in for more of the same serious weather conditions this week. For starters, in the Northeast, More snow could come on the heels of that last big winter storm. This latest one started up already in parts of the upper Midwest, and it's set to arrive in the Northeast by tonight before even more snow next week. Then there's the West Coast, which is preparing for another series of storms after record rainfall last week. The first storm started yesterday, with rain and snow stretching from Washington State down to San Francisco. A more powerful storm arrives Saturday, and that one is expected to extend to Southern California. Then the most powerful one is forecast for Sunday, and that one would deliver torrential rain, strong winds, major flooding, landslides, and rockfalls. Of course, it's too early to determine the exact impact, so meteorologists are just asking people to keep a close eye on the forecast over the next few days. All right, we have more news for you still ahead, but first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last year, I've been drinking AG1 daily. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized. And that's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I often feel like I'm juggling a lot between work and family, so it's good to know that I have AG1 to give me that extra boost of energy and cover my nutritional basis with high-quality ingredients. Plus, I can keep up the habit without a lot of hassle. I need something quick and convenient, but also beneficial, and AG1 is just that. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Now back to the news. It seems there may be some confusion about the new RSV vaccines available. The CDC is warning that some people may have gotten the wrong one. There have been 128 reports of pregnant women given the vaccine that was only meant for adults over 60, and 25 children under 2 years old got an RSV vaccine that is actually only approved for adults. The confusion may have been because there were two different new RSV vaccines that came out last year, one for the elderly and the other for pregnant people to help protect their babies. And then there's a new antibody treatment available meant to help prevent RSV in infants already born. But apparently, these three got mixed up at times. At this point, the CDC says in most cases, it did not get reports of serious problems, though the outcomes are not known for all of the cases. The CDC also points out these types of errors are still rare. Still, the CDC is reminding healthcare providers and facilities to take steps to prevent these types of errors, including proper training and labeling, as well as automatic alerts in electronic health record systems. Overall, health officials are still recommending people get protected from RSV, but it might be a good idea to do your research, ask some questions, and ensure you know exactly what you or your infant need. The federal government is starting to investigate recent drug shortages. Specifically, the FTC wants to know what's happening with chemotherapies, antibiotics, pain treatments, and other critical medicines. It's looking into the idea that companies that broker drug purchases and the middlemen that ship the medicines might have misused their market power to push down prices of generic drugs too much, so much so that the manufacturers can't profit and have stopped production, causing shortages. Though a trade association representing hospital purchasing groups blames manufacturers and their issues with quality, and a trade association representing pharmaceutical distributors says shortages happen for many reasons, like drug makers having trouble finding raw materials or sharp spikes in demand. Both associations say their members work to minimize disruptions as much as possible. No matter why it's happening, it still has been causing a lot of trouble for years now. And last year, shortages of critical chemotherapies forced doctors to ration supplies. So now the FTC says it not only wants to look into the root causes, but also potential solutions to solve the problem long term. Another big tech company has announced mass job cuts. Cisco says it plans to lay off 5% of its global workforce, amounting to more than 4,000 people. The hardware and software maker says it's part of a company-wide restructuring as it shifts its focus to key priority areas like artificial intelligence. Of course, this is just the latest announcement like this in the tech industry. Google, Amazon, PayPal, and others have all announced layoffs recently. Layoffs.fyi says, all told, more than 34,000 tech employees have been laid off since the start of this year. Self-driving car company Waymo announced its first-ever recall this week. It recalled the software that powers its robo-taxi fleet in response to a crash that happened a couple of months ago. Two of its vehicles crashed into the same towed pickup truck in Phoenix, apparently because of the way the truck was angled. But Waymo says that should not be a problem again, since all of its robo-taxis have already received the software update. Still, this comes at a time when self-driving cars are facing intense scrutiny over a series of crashes. Just last week, another Waymo robo-taxi struck a cyclist, and rival operator Cruise has suspended its operations as it deals with the fallout of a crash last October. The latest Deadpool movie has not even come out yet, and it's already breaking records. The first trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine debuted Sunday during the Super Bowl. And Disney says it did not take long for it to break the record for the most viewed movie trailer ever. In just 24 hours, it has amassed 365 million online views on top of everyone who saw it during the big game. And the views kept coming after that. The movie was already expected to bring the box office back to life, especially after strikes delayed production on big movies like it. And now, with this new record, interest seems to be higher than ever. Deadpool and Wolverine, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, hits theaters in July. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, support for this episode comes from ZocDoc. I recently saw someone posting online about how they fired their doctor, or in other words, stopped being a patient because they just didn't feel heard or cared about. And I can relate. I've done that before. And I think it's a good thing to do if it's not the right fit. Because when it comes to our health and the doctor we choose to trust, there are no compromises. We deserve to have a doctor we feel comfortable with, who listens, and who prioritizes our health. And if you need help finding that type of doctor, check out ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And these docs all have verified reviews from real patients. Plus, you can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, live near you, and treat the type of condition you need to discuss. It's where I go whenever I'm searching for a new doctor, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. Well, there's a new growing trend in the music industry, mainstream artists going country. Beyoncé is the latest big pop star to release new country songs, but she's not alone. Post Malone also made his debut on the country charts last year and confirmed a country record is coming. And Lana Del Rey says her upcoming album, Lasso, will feature some sounds of Nashville and the Deep South. Not all country fans seem too happy about this. In fact, one Oklahoma radio station got into some hot water this week for saying no to fan requests for Beyoncé's new song, Texas Hold'em. Eventually, they came around. That said, it's not totally unprecedented for established pop acts to dabble in country. Steven Tyler, Cyndi Lauper, Lady Gaga, and Darius Rucker have all taken southern detours as well. And of course, it goes the other way around all the time, like with Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on More News to Know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.